first giving honor to God, the beneficent and the merciful one, the one God to whom praise is due forever. Brothers and sisters, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Just want to reiterate or underscore some of the things that the minister has mentioned about our participation in this police citizens oversight process, and make some comments with respect to the meeting that just happened yesterday evening, and maybe make some comments about how we can fight our battle in a good way. As Minister Keith Muhammad has mentioned, we've been sitting in these meetings and we reviewed all of these different proposals or ways of doing police citizens oversight. And yesterday, I think people got caught up in whether or not what was being presented was an auditor or an ombudsman or an investigator. And in a way, that was like a red herring. People got caught up in the name of the ombudsman type, got caught in a red herring type of a thing. I tried to make this statement plain in my introductory comments. It wasn't about the name of the form that we talked about. It was the form itself. So you could call it the Inspector General. You could call it the Ombudsman. You could call it the Investigator. You could call it the Archbishop of Canterbury. It don't make no difference. It's what is the relationship of the auditor to the investigative process? What is the relationship of the auditor to the citizens group and the investigative process and all the other things that have to come down? So hopefully people won't get fooled when this comes up again to try to argue for one form over another, because you're arguing about something that really isn't even an argument. What you should be looking at is many of the good comments that came out yesterday. And on that point, I know that many people who came to the meeting yesterday respect for the Oscar Grant family and the entourage that comes to these meetings, that you deferred your time to family members in order to give them more time to speak. And if I could just be candid and blunt about that, basically what those of you who did that, what you did was is that you're letting them off the hook. We want the racism that's within the BART police structure, the racism and militarism that's within that structure that eventually was expressed in the killing of Oscar Grant, is not going to die by one speech or one cut. It must die the death of a thousand cuts. Some of you who are into military studies or martial arts, you understand what I'm saying. It's not the one cut that will kill us, it's a thousand cut. So then, by not drawing the sword of truth last night, many of you let BART off the hook by not raising the critical comments that you had. One person was sitting next to me with all of these critical comments about the document that was being presented. And then when it came time to speak, decided to not speak. Now back where I come from in Ohio, we call that chickening out. Don't show up at these things if you're gonna be a chicken. Chicken hearted, rabbit blooded, jelly balanced. Don't need that. You know, come with something strong. Don't be just criticizing stuff on the edges or criticizing stuff because you can sit in the audience and bug somebody that you sit next to. Yeah. But if you've got that much to say, get yourself up and say it. You know, because what is going to happen is that the more good ideas that we have, that Brother Keith and I have, to bat around with these people, the more we're going to be able to come out with something that's representative of what the community really wants. And so then if you just cede your time to the family, they're already booked. They're not in a position to tell anybody from the Oscar Grant family to sit down and shut up. Amen?
Amen.
So you're giving them time that they already are going to have just based on who they are. They might tell you 3 minutes, but they're going to let the Oscar Grant family talk 5-6 minutes just based on who they are. So you don't need to give them no time. They already got time by the fact that their son and their father has been murdered like that. So they already have got a grace period in time. So you don't need to give up your good ideas in that process. I say that to say that last night I thought was good. And I like working with Minister Keith Muhammad. As I was explaining to one person, in various meetings, one of us might be the one that goes for the head shot. And then while they're dealing with the head shot, then there's the body blow that comes in, and then we'll finish up with a combination. And so then that's I appreciate being able to work with this brother, because through mental telepathy, we know how to administer the right blows and the right combination of blows to try to get things done. Yes. So then what we're trying to do is to maintain our integrity as we try to make sure that the various things that people from the community are wanting to see. So I just would urge you, if you have another chance to show up at one of those meetings like what we had yesterday, don't give up your time to the family, because they're going to have their time. What we need to do is have you come there with some positive ideas. And that brings me to the other thing. Some of you heard Bobby, Brother Cephas Johnson, speak last night. He and I spoke on the phone earlier, and he was somewhat troubled that the people who are seemingly supposed to be on the side of justice for Oscar Grant, once again, in his viewpoint, by just telling Bart how wrong they are without coming up with any constructive ideas on how they can change, you're just letting them off the hook. So, when you get up in these meetings, they already know that they're wrong. If they don't know it from you, they know it from how much money they're spending out on all of these investigations. Believe me, they know that they're wrong, and they're hurting, and they're sorry. Not for moral reasons, but for practical reasons. And just on that point, if you think that somebody is a devil, let's just reason together for a moment. If you think that a group of people or a person is a devil, you can't use morality, hello, to appeal to that person or that group. You understand what I'm saying? You're speaking a language that they don't even understand. So that if you're thinking that somebody is that bad, why even use an appeal to conscience and morality? Because if they're that bad, they don't have conscience. They don't have the capacity for morality. We have to think outside the box, as the minister has said, in terms of not playing into just emotionalism, but taking this time right now to come up with some critical ideas that are constructive and positive, so that the citizens' review part will have strength, will have teeth. Now, the last point, a couple of points I make on this is that Minister Keith Muhammad and I have been sitting in these meetings, and then they'll return to the next meeting with a draft of what we said from the previous meeting. And Minister Muhammad came in the middle of me critiquing them about the fact that they had edited out all of the comments that had been made about the citizens' responsibilities. So then it's important then for those of you who have these ideas to really try to make sure that those ideas are heard. We're going to try and hear them, and we're going to be trying to fight the battle, in terms of keeping it real and keeping it on track. But what we're going to need is really for people now to begin to come even to these meetings where the minister said we've been seeing more police presence than anyone else. We've been seeing police presence, police union presence, police association presence. each meeting that we had, there's more and more presence like that. And we know we're not seeing a lot of community people coming in. So, once again, we want racism and militarism in their command structure to die the death of a thousand cuts. We have started that process. Some of you missed it in terms of criticizing the proposal last night. You did not notice that in every section there was something mentioned about racial profiling, about not only in purpose, but in the auditor's position, but in the community's position. And in none of the models that we reviewed did they have racial profiling mentioned that prominently. In none of them. So we have a chance to do something unique, but it won't be unique unless we keep it real and keep them honest. And even after they implement this thing, the real test of its success will be how we keep them accountable. A year down the line, 2 years down the line, that's going to be really the key thing. So on that point, I just want to thank the minister for his time to briefly sum up what that is and can urge you, if you've got good ideas that are positive, don't sit on them. Let us have the benefit of being able to fight for that idea